Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From KMOX Sports, this is the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning. Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. Now from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio.
Back in on the Sports on a Sunday morning. Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman this morning as we continue our conversations here as the college football playoff teams continue to be revealed. Alabama is in. They're in at number 9, by the way, so interesting there, no matter how you feel about it. But, of course, we are your home of the Cardinals here on KMOX, 104.1 FM and 1120 AM. And happy to be joined now by the Cardinals President of Baseball Operations. He is Chaim Bloom, and first time that I have had a chance to chat with Chaim Bloom. So thanks for some time this morning.
Absolutely. Good to be on with you.
So winter meetings getting underway in Orlando. As you get set for these meetings and what is to come and the things, obviously, that are on the list, the media availability is all of that. Do you go down there with meetings on the books yourself? Is it kind of like, let's see what develops as we're there? How does it all kind of come together as you get ready for these meetings?
You know, there are a couple meetings that you might have on the books with agents just because everybody's in the same place, and sometimes it's nice to sit down face-to-face. But over the course of my career, increasingly, this is just a continuation of a lot of the conversations that as teams we've been having with each other for a while. So, you know, a lot of those will continue to happen by phone, by text, just the same way they do before and after the meeting. So it really, you just roll in there, you're in the air for a few hours, you shift venues, and you keep on talking.
And I imagine that that's kind of the way things develop, right? You hope that these kind of things, whether it is deals that happen over the next 3 days, whether it is something that sets the table for deals that might happen throughout January or February, you want those to be organically kind of happening, right?
Yeah, I do think it's a mistake to go in there thinking, hey, we have to leave here having done X. Because outside of the Rule 5 draft on Wednesday, there is not a deadline or a milestone for the offseason that happens during these meetings. Now, all that said, the environment's really conducive to getting stuff done. Everybody's having conversations. We get to talk to our friends in the media every day about it. It creates that kind of convention, swap meet, pressure cooker atmosphere that sometimes just pushes people towards things that they might ultimately be willing to do.
I appreciate you calling us in the media your friends. That's very kind of you.
Of course. What else would I call you?
No, that's great. I do appreciate that. Chaim Bloom with us here on Sports on a Sunday morning. You mentioned the Rule 5 draft, and I know that the schedule has you addressing the folks after the Rule 5 draft. Do you expect to be fairly active in the Rule 5 draft? Are there folks you're looking at already?
But we certainly are doing some work on the available pool of players. I don't know yet if it's something where we'll make a selection or not. Depends on a few different factors, obviously, finalizing our assessments of those players and also just how we think our roster is going to come together, both our 40-man roster over the course of the offseason and then even how we anticipate our 26-man coming together in the spring. It is an exciting opportunity to take a player in the Rule 5. There's certainly upside there, but obviously there is also a commitment to keep that player through the offseason, and then if they do make your club, to give them a legitimate shot to stick throughout the year. And we want to make sure if we're going to do that, that our roster is built to handle it.
We're visiting with Chaim Bloom here on Sports on a Sunday Morning. I do want to ask you about Zach Kent, who the organization claimed off of waivers from the Cleveland Guardians, 27-year-old right-hander. What was it about Kent that interested you, or what is it that you think that you can do going forward with Zach Kent?
Well, anytime you have space on your 40-man roster, you're always looking for ways to amass more depth. Doesn't mean you're just going to claim every player that comes across the wire, but if you think there's someone that can help you, someone who has a chance to compete for a spot in your bullpen and you have an open spot, or you think there might be an upgrade even if you don't necessarily have an open spot, you would tend to put in a claim on that player. And in this case, we did actually have a couple spots. We still have one open, as you mentioned, if we want to make a selection on Wednesday. But with Zach, you know, this is a guy that hasn't gotten a ton of opportunity at the big league level, certainly has shown very capable of conquering every challenge prior to that. He made his major league debut this year in April. He can spin the baseball. He's got a couple good breaking balls, has a good idea of what he's doing out there. So brings another option for us and creates more competition. We have an interesting group of right-hand relievers. A lot of them have the ability to be sent back down to Memphis. And we want to have as many guys as we think are capable as we can possibly rack up, both to compete for those spots on March 26th and then to have his options throughout the year.
Chaim, was there some familiarity there with Rob Serfolio coming from the organization? Did that help that selection, or that help that choice?
Certainly helps give you more confidence in the selection. Obviously, a lot can even happen in a year since Surf has been out of that organization, and you know the most recent stuff is sometimes the most revealing. But in terms of vouching for the player, the person, that always helps. You know, even when we don't have that, you try to do the digging you can. Obviously, do a full breakdown of the player from a talent perspective, and then you do background research because you want to make sure you're bringing in not just somebody who has baseball talent, but who can compete and who is going to be a good teammate. And as much as possible, you want to check all those boxes. So it certainly helps to have people familiar with the player in-house with us.
Chaim Bloom with us here just for a couple more minutes here on Sports on a Sunday Morning. Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman. Is there other business or other things outside of just the transactional things that you're looking to accomplish here in your first winter meetings with the Cardinals, or as the president of baseball operations, I should say?
Yeah, it's actually a good question, and appreciate that you asked it, because I think one of the unique things about that environment, it does bring your group together in kind of a different way, a different format, different venue. So look, if there's transactions that you're working on or you're talking through, you're going to buckle down and work on those first and foremost. But there are other times that you might be able to just get some connections built between people. And when you're sitting in a room together for what feels like 24/7 for a couple of days, you want to build those connections, build that free flow of conversation, that communication. We are going to have our manager, a couple members of our major league staff in there, and they'll be able to be around some people that they don't spend every day with, and vice versa. So we're hoping to actually get a jump on some things as far as planning for spring training and just some of the things we want to sharpen the saw on, do a little bit better in 26 than we did in 25. We'll have a really good chance with a lot of stakeholders in the room to talk through those things too.
Chaim Bloom, we look forward to hearing from you over the next couple of days as things develop, however that looks. I look forward to talking to you more down the road as we get closer to the baseball season, and appreciate you taking some time today.
You bet, and looking forward to it as well.
Chaim Bloom, the Cards president of baseball operations, with us here on Sports on a Sunday Morning. Winter meetings getting underway in Orlando. We've got just one more segment to do here on today's show. As always, we'll visit with Bernie Mikulas to finish our time here in the Stifel Financial Sports Studio as we wrap up this edition of Sports on a Sunday Morning. Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman, and we're coming right back on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.